This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Even with the race controversy surrounding this year's Oscars and comedian Chris Rock hosting, viewership for the 3.5-hour broadcast was at its lowest in 8 years. Despite that fact, though, the Academy Awards scored 34.4 million viewers, by far the highest-rated entertainment broadcast of the year. Although Sam Smith took home an Oscar for Best Original Song for Writings on the Wall in the latest James Bond film, Spectre, Sam described his performance as, quote, "the worst moment of my life. Singing was horrible. I hated every minute." Wow. His win was a surprise as he beat out Lady Gaga and Diane Warren's Till It Happens to You from the documentary The Hunting Ground. If you haven't checked out Lady Gaga's Oscar night performance yet, it's phenomenal. Now that was a performance. Sorry, Sam. Leonardo DiCaprio had a great time celebrating his big win after the Academy Awards at West Hollywood restaurant Ago. But when he packed up to head home, he almost left his Oscar at the after party. Come on, Leo. You've been waiting for 12 years to win one of those. You would think you would keep a better eye on it. Oh, wait. His mom, who was his date, actually had it all along. Leo, sorry we doubted you. And, yes, we'll help save the planet, too. CBS has renewed NCIS for 2 more seasons, which will keep the show on the air through seasons 14 and 15. The renewal comes on the heels of executive producer and star Mark Harmon signing a new 2-year overall deal. NCIS is the top-rated broadcast drama in the world. Congrats, Mark Harmon and NCIS. Miss Columbia got a big break in Hollywood today. Yep, one of our snoops told us that Miss Columbia has signed a deal to become Vin Diesel's love interest in his new movie, XXX, The Return of Xander Cage. Sources connected with the production tell us Ariadna Gutierrez will play Vin's love interest, and her part is pretty big. She's in 6 scenes and has 3 pages of dialogue. It'll be her first movie role. Who says getting mistakenly called Miss Universe is bad for your career? Miley Cyrus called Donald Trump a nightmare on Instagram this week and said she may move out of the country if he's elected. Captions included, "Donald Trump is a nightmare," and "Move out of the country." For the best piece to date on Donald Trump's dubious credentials for President of the United States, check out HBO's Last Night with John Oliver. Oliver delivered a brutal criticism of the Republican frontrunner, and it was painfully funny. And oh yeah, we mean painful. We were laughing and cringing at the same time. Disney has begun an open call here in town to find the new cast of the reboot of their mega-hit franchise, High School Musical. No word yet if any of the original cast members, including Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens, will return. Jennifer Lopez is trying to unload her mansion in LA's Hidden Hills fast because she's chopped off $2 million off the asking price, now at $12.5 million. The house has 8 bedrooms and 8.5 bathrooms, a 2-story entertainment wing with a deluxe staff apartment, a 1,000-square-foot lounge and poker nook, a 20-seat theater, combination gym and dance studio, a professional recording studio, and an extensive dressing room with 4 walk-in closets, a massage room, and a hair and makeup salon. It's good to be Jennifer Lopez. A $5 million class action lawsuit has been filed against Jay-Z's music service, Tidal. Yesh Music LLC and John Emanuel filed the federal suit against Tidal's parent companies this week. The lawsuit claims Tidal used faulty data to undercut artist royalties by as much as 35%. Geez, what else could go wrong for the fledgling music service? Well, here's what else did go wrong. Tidal has just fired its CFO Chris Hart and COO Nils Juhl. The layoffs come at a turbulent time for Tidal, with high-profile releases giving the service some much-needed attention, while acquisition rumors continue to swirl. High-profile ousters are nothing new for Tidal. The company hired its third CEO in 9 months last December. The Rolling Stones say they will play a free concert in Havana on March 25th, becoming the biggest act to play Cuba since its 1959 revolution. The Stones will play in Havana's Ciudad Deportiva 3 days after President Barack Obama visits there. The concert is expected to draw a massive audience in a country where the government once persecuted young people for listening to rock music, then seen as a tool of Western capitalism. Along with dropping that policy, the Cuban government has increasingly allowed large, non-official gatherings. So long live rock in Cuba! The day after Monday's world tour opener in Belfast, Northern Ireland, Adele paid a visit to Rebecca Gibney, a 12-year-old fan who has cerebral palsy, epilepsy, and is blind. The visit followed campaigning on the part of Gibney's mother, Tracy, who emailed Adele's manager and created a Facebook page back in November to raise awareness about her daughter's condition and her wish to meet Adele. During the visit, Adele offered the family tickets to her concert at the SSE Arena in Belfast and sat with the preteen, who has surpassed doctors' expectations after she was given just 6 months to live last year. Adele is such a good soul.
The Trash Bin.
Kylie Minogue opposes Kylie Jenner's trademarking of their mutual first name. Minogue recently mounted a legal bid against Jenner's attempt to trademark the name Kylie with a U.S. Patent and Trademark Office application filed last August. Let's see how that pans out for Kylie. Minogue, we're sure that Jenner has a team of lawyers on this one, too.
The news wrap-up.
Apple looks to debut the iPhone SE, a 4-inch phone with current features from the iPhone 6 and 6S, like a faster A9 processor, Apple Pay, and enhanced camera, at an event in San Francisco on March 21st. The day after, Apple has its day in court in its battle with the FBI regarding opening up the cell phone of a terrorist who killed 14 people here in California in December. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg climbed one spot to sixth on Forbes magazine's 2016 list of the world's richest people with a net worth of $44.6 billion. Police in Sao Paulo, Brazil, have arrested Facebook's most senior executive in Latin America. It's the latest clash between Brazilian authorities and the social media company over its refusal to provide private information about its users to law enforcement.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Disney's Zootopia had the biggest March opening weekend for an animated feature ever.
The number one album.
Britain's The 1975 enters the charts at number one with their second album, I Like It When You Sleep.
The number one app.
FaceSwap Live remains on top for a third straight week.
The number one fiction book.
Me Before You by Jojo Moyes is the most popular book in the USA.
Fifth Harmony formed on the second season of The X Factor USA. Even though they finished third on X Factor, they become the most successful act to emerge from the show. Their first album featured three hit singles, Boss, Sledgehammer, and the triple platinum Worth It. The X Factor no longer airs in the US, but the girls are very much still making music with their brand new single from their upcoming second album dropping this week. Here's Fifth Harmony featuring Ty Dolla $ign with the song of the week, Work From Home.
You don't gotta go to work, 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 work. Let my body do the work, 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 work. We can work from home.
Can you make a clap? No hands for me. Take it to the ground, pick it up for me. Look back at it all. I'm gon' juice. She finesse. I fight boom. She take that. Putting overtime on your body.
You ain't gotta go away.
No.
Work, 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 but you better be.
That was Fifth Harmony featuring Ty Dolla $ign with the song of the week, Work From Home. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.